Guys, let's take a nice deep in breath. Please breathe in as deeply as you can. And hold. And release. And stay there. Let's take another deep in breath. And hold. And release. And stay there. And one last really deep in breath. And hold. And with this next out breath, say within your mind, letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Let your breathing return to normal. Take a moment to notice your body. Notice if the body is holding on to any discomfort, any distractions. Scan your body, possibly from the lowest point in your body all the way to the crown of your head. We want to notice, is the body holding on to something that we need to let go of? Is there any tension, any discomfort? We make small adjustments while we do this to release any discomfort that the body is carrying. We also use this time to simply find a posture that's conducive for meditation. This part of each meditation is so important because it allows us to proclaim through our bodies that what we're about to do has meaning. We sit with a proud posture. A posture that tells us that we're going to do something very special. We're going to address our own needs, let go of those things that serve no positive value to us. We're going to bring to us those things that we need in life, to bring a sense of positivity, a sense of well-being. In traditional meditation, it is at this point that we bring to mind this thing called an intention, also known as a motivation. It is a simple thought, a statement regarding what you seek, not just within this session, but what you seek within your life. If it is helpful to you, I encourage you to use the sentences, either I wish to be, or I wish to remove, and complete either sentence in any way that's appropriate for you. These sessions are journeys. We start out by taking small steps towards meeting our intention. And each time we get together, no matter what the topic is, you have an opportunity to take another step towards meeting your intention. Tonight, to meet our intention, we need to stabilize our minds to bring some degree of calm, peacefulness, steadiness to it. To do this, we use our breath. We gently breathe in through the nostrils. And gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. For many of us, we find it difficult to calm the mind, calm all those thoughts, all that activity going on right now, bringing our focus to this present moment. But you can do this. Just start to notice the different elements of the breath. With each in-breath, notice something about it. With your next in-breath, see if you can notice the temperature of the breath. Maybe you can notice that slight coolness as you breathe in, and the slight warmth as you breathe out. Feel your breath, fill your lungs, and feel the chest expand, open up with each in-breath. And then feel that breath leave your lungs. Feel the chest come in, the abdomen contract. Start to notice with each out-breath a letting go, a release. No matter how long you've meditated for, whether you're new to it or you've done it for many years, we look for this state of mind called the beginner's mind. It is a state where we experience the effects of meditation, like the very first time. As a first-time meditator, we can experience the joys of meditation with a brand new mind, to notice that we have the power, we possess the power, the ability to bring ourselves into a very calm and peaceful state. The long time meditator can reignite their passion, experience, by experiencing this as that first timer, as a beginner. We have so many thoughts swirling around in our heads. But we can take each of those thoughts, all those thoughts, breathe in, take all those thoughts, breathe out, just let them rest. Let go of them, This is the time where we do not need to feed our mind. We imagine we've fed our minds. Now let us rest. As the mind begins to calm, to turn inwards, it's almost as if we can experience a place where we just sit and rest. We don't feel overwhelmed with noise, with sights. It's like being asleep, but yet we're dreaming, and we're having a beautiful, pleasant dream. For some of us, we may float on water, float in the air. Imagine ourselves in a hammock, just swaying side to side. We're going to take a short break now. And you don't have to open your eyes if you close them. Simply listen to what I have to say. Think about this. And then we'll go a little bit deeper. Each week, I challenge myself to bring something unique to you, to come up with topics and meditations that I believe can help you. I rely upon my experiences, my observations, the teachings that I receive from my teachers to guide me on the topics and meditations. And I ask myself on a regular basis, what do I think that people are struggling with? What am I struggling with, and how do I feel? How do I deal with these struggles? I'd like to talk about that time that we all experience during the evening. Sometime before we are going to sleep, it can be 1 or 2 hours before our bedtime. It might be about 30 minutes before our bedtime. It's a strange time for many people. Even though we should be winding down and getting ready for sleep, some of us have hyperactive minds and possibly even agitated bodies. Some of us may read a book, but I suspect that most of us are either watching TV or on our phone scrolling through social media. Why are we agitated at this time of day? Why are our minds hyperactive at this time of day? Why is it so difficult for some of us to go lay down in our beds and fall asleep quickly? Please consider this. Is it normal to be like this? Sadly, the answer is yes. And I purposely use the word sadly because this has led many of us to anxious, stressed, and fearful states of mind. Many of us don't realize it, but we've been training our bodies and minds for a long time without knowing it. We have trained them to be constantly stimulated and not in a positive way. We spend hours watching TV, scrolling on our phones, looking for things to do to keep us occupied. We seek distraction. And when we notice that we need to relax, what do? We turn to social media. We turn to text messages, the internet, TV, food. Some of us smoke weed, some of us consume alcohol, some take pills, some of us take other substances or engage in other activities. We consume these things and participate in these activities because we initially feel that we are getting some relief, and even when we notice that we're not getting any relief, we are hooked on these things and have found a new way to feed our hyperactive minds and bodies. I am no stranger to these things. I have used alcohol for many years prior to stopping and becoming sober. I've used TV for many years as a late night sleeping pill. I found myself at times mindlessly scrolling through Facebook and watching videos. Yes, I'm guilty of this as well. Part of what I am doing through these sessions is helping you understand what you're doing. This is not criticizing you. It is to bring to your attention that you may be doing these things, and you may in fact be causing yourself some type of pain in the form of stress, anxiety, fear, and more. Half the battle in addressing our challenges is to be aware of them as they arise. It is to notice that late at night, your mind may be hyperactive, maybe even agitated. It is to notice situations that make you feel uneasy. It is to notice whatever takes you away from a calm, peaceful state of mind that you have. We're looking for that aha moment when these things take place, that all of a sudden, there it is. That's what I'm doing. I notice what I'm doing. Now, what should I do when I notice these things? What should I notice when my mind is hyperactive, when I feel agitated, when I feel just before I'm ready to go to bed that I don't feel like my mind doesn't want to sleep? The aha moment. Notice it, be mindful of it so that we can address it. We're going to explore these situations this evening. We're going to find out, why do we lose that connection to a calm, peaceful state of mind? Let us return to meditation and explore. Reconnect with your breath. Take a deep in breath now. And release. Try to imagine yourself late at night, at that time when we're getting ready for sleep, or it's an hour or so before sleep. Look within your mind and see yourself. See what you do each night. Try to notice in this moment the state of your mind. Is the mind peaceful? Is it calm? Is it ready for sleep? Or are we thinking about something? Are we thinking about something that took place earlier in the day? Something coming up? Something from the past? Are we not even sure what's going on within our minds? But there's an energy to it that will not allow us to be at peace, to be calm. Try to see the things that you hold on to. They're not that different from the things that we hold on to during the day. It is noise. It's thoughts. As soon as we see that the mind is hyper, the mind is attaching, that we're holding on to something, we can make a choice to let go of it. The technique to let go of those things that we're holding on to tightly is to first understand we cannot change the future, the past. We can only change this present moment. With each in-breath and each out-breath, we release the need to hold on to these thoughts. Follow your breath. Gently breathe in. Gently breathe out. Make a choice each time that you notice that the mind is hyperactive. Understand that there's no reason to project into the future, to attach to any fears, any concerns about the future. Let your beautiful friend, the breath, help you to release thoughts about your future so that you can be present. Take those thoughts with each in-breath. With each out-breath, release them. We have no control over the future, but we have control over this present moment. Let your breath bring calm and stillness so that you can be at peace in this moment. Sometimes it helps imagining the sound of the breath. As you breathe in and breathe out, hear the breath within your mind. You can even breathe out through the mouth. release the air and listen to the sound that it makes. There's a rhythm. It's almost a lullaby for some of us. It sounds, if we will allow it, like peacefulness, like calm, like letting go. Imagine the sound that you hear when you're on a beach and the waves come crashing onto the shoreline, but then notice the sound of that water returning to the ocean. That peaceful, calming sound. It's like the breath leaving us as a gentleness to it. We've experienced this in so many different places and stages of our lives. When we are babies, infants, as we start to fall asleep, we make that sound, that very peaceful, calming, still sound. It is a letting go, releasing, letting the mind naturally turn inwards. No longer feeling the need to generate thoughts. No longer feeling the need to attach to them. There's a beautiful peacefulness that exists within each of us. We work so hard to move away from it, but when we reconnect with it, it's joyous. It is who and what we really are. This is a form of bringing compassion, kindness, self-love to ourselves. You can be reminded in this moment how important it is to show ourselves kindness, compassion, self-love. Maybe you can even experience this moment, your breath, as that self-love, as arms holding you, bringing comfort, bringing loving kindness to you. Allow yourself to let go of any thoughts, any attachments, and just rest in the palms of compassion, the palms of stillness, peacefulness. Sometimes the mind will reveal to us during this a beautiful light. If it exists for you, simply notice it. Otherwise, see the mind in this moment as a beautiful, still body of water. So peaceful, so calm. Some of your minds will feel the need to generate thoughts, to attach to some thought, some experience. Just simply notice if the mind is doing that, and then bring it back, taking a deeper in breath, deeper out breath. There's no need to do this. We've worked so hard to get away from this beautiful, peaceful state. Allow yourself to reconnect with your mind's natural state. And even if you can only hold on to this for a few seconds at a time, just keep on bringing back that sense of peacefulness. Notice where you are in this moment, within your mind. Maybe you can find yourself in a place without any distractions. Each night, as you prepare for sleep, simply do what we've just done. Make a commitment to let go of the events of the day. And if you wish, maybe review some of the positive things. And let go of any difficult things that happen during the day. Make a commitment to anything negative that happened, that the following day gives you an opportunity to make it right. Make peace with these things. And then bring your full focus to your breath. Breathe in and breathe out and let go. With each in-breath, I bring calm and peace to my mind. I bring stillness. With each out-breath, I let go of all the distractions, all the difficulties. I open my mind to this place where I am right now, this beautiful, peaceful state. If you've found a place that represents peace for you, go to it. Rest within it. With each in-breath, I bring loving kindness to myself. With each out-breath, I let go of the need to judge. tonight I'm going to share with you a secret about our beautiful planet, about all the beautiful people on this planet. That each night, there are millions of people who are sending their wishes, their aspirations to you, to me, that we be free of our difficulties, that we be free of our pain and suffering, that we feel loved, that we feel healthy. Imagine in this moment millions of people who want you to be happy, who want you to be healthy, who want you to feel loved. Sometimes we can imagine just one person or many people who look upon us with the kindest of eyes, with compassion, and they truly want us to be happy, healthy, and loved. Now that you know the secret, imagine each night as you prepare for sleep, one or more people, millions of people, wishing you happiness, kindness, compassion, good health, and being loved. Notice in this moment how your body feels. Look for any signs that you can notice of a relaxed body, a body free of tension, stress. Maybe notice part of the body that tends to be agitated. Maybe there's even pain. Notice any positivity that exists within your body. Notice the state of your mind. Can you notice some degree of stillness, peacefulness, ease? Sometimes we simply notice that loud noise has dramatically reduced. Sometimes we notice that there is something we've been holding on to a lot, but in this moment, we seem to have released the tension and just let go of it. Let any positive elements that you can notice within your body and within your mind be the signs that what you've just done has value. And you can return to these positive elements whenever you wish. Let what we've done tonight remind you, this is your true state of mind. Let what we've done tonight remind you that this is the best way to get to a sense of happiness, peacefulness, and loving kindness. May tonight's session help you to understand your mind, not just in the evening, but throughout the day. We possess the ability to see the mind agitated and to bring it into peace. May tonight's meditation help you to connect with that peacefulness, calmness, that stillness. May it bring joy to you. May it help you to sleep tonight like a baby, to rest, to dream, to awake tomorrow feeling more rested than you have in a long time. May tonight's meditation bring you happiness. We're going to take a nice deep in breath now. Please take in that nice deep in breath. Nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And very slowly, as you're ready, open your eyes and become fully present. Sometimes it's a good idea just to stay within that after moment of meditation, just stay there for a little bit and just soak in what you've just done. Further notice the effect of the meditation on yourself, on your mind, on your body. Almost like attending a class and just rethinking about what you've just heard, what you've just experienced, and just taking it all in. I've done longer meditations in groups with other teachers, and 90 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And what I found, and I think a lot of people find, even in these shorter meditations, is that we get distracted. And once we get distracted, sometimes it's very difficult to get back to where we were. And that's where you can just take in that nice, deep, cleansing breath, release it, do it once, twice, or three times. You don't have to feel that just because something comes in your head and it distracts you that you can't get back to there. You can get back to there. It's training. It requires a little bit of training, but you can do it. So if it happens during these sessions, if you find that you're all of a sudden something comes into your mind and you just can't let go of it, just use the power of your breath to just cleanse it, just to help you to ease it out of you and to get back in touch with that rhythm. And then you find you can reconnect with your meditative state.